Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Eaton. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting third. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. One out. Mike Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Weiniger to Smalley and they have Lemon trapped. The throw over to Cusick, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Wolf moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bamba Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera bunts towards the mound. Kravick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norwood moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eaton for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick strikes out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wolf hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Soderholm moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall strikes out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bamba Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Mike Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 2 in the game. Eaton hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Wolf moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norwood strikes out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 3 in the game. Eaton hits a line drive towards third. Wolf reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales strikes out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 3 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cusick. The throw from Colburn and he is safe. Cusick steals second. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wolf strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Smalley hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires is called out on strikes. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.